Penn State's reputation in the fashion industry is something you would hear from everyone when you're in New York City.
I will say we're quite well known for being hard workers.
Kent is really known for delivering well-rounded students.
Kent has one of the most prestigious fashion programs in the U.S. and also internationally ranked.
Our alumni are in every corner of the industry, every job position that you can imagine.
They all are ready. They have all the courses. They have everything under, you know, under their belt.
Hey, real quick, this episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at Case.Kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 500. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And today's a big episode. It is episode 500. 500 episodes of this podcast, which actually coincides with 5 years of the podcast. I uploaded episode 1 in May of 2018. Which now feels like a lifetime ago. Frankly, like I've changed so much, tremendously so since then. Like think about who you are today versus who you were in 2018. Same here, my friend. Crazy stuff, really crazy stuff. And so in honor of episode 500, I just wanted to share what I think is the biggest thing I've learned over the past 5 years, the past 499 episodes. The biggest thing I've learned from this thing that I call mindfulness, a simple lesson, but one that has really changed everything in my life, from love and relationships, my career, I quit my job, to my inner life, to friendships, and everything in between. So here it is. And please listen to the end. I don't want to bore you right now with a long thank you, but I do want you to hear a couple of seconds of gratitude. So listen all the way through. But here's what I've learned and how it's changed my life and how it can do the same for you. When I first got into the groove of doing the podcast, right, it took me honestly like 100 episodes to really get going, to find my voice, to find a path to doing something that really genuinely helped me and helped other people. You know, not just something that I hopped on twice a week and did and hit publish and, you know, checked, oh, I'm doing content box. It took me about 100 episodes to get into that space of helping me and helping other people genuinely. And I recall episode 108 in particular. And it was at that point, it was with that episode where I was like, yes, this is it. This is the real me. This is how this thing works. This podcast, this is this thing where I share my feelings. This is how it's going to change my life for the better, how it's going to help me as a man, as a person, as a human to reinvent myself. And that was episode 108, which was an episode titled, What is Your Starbucks Name? What is your Starbucks name? And it was basically like my way, again, just a regular guy, no training in psychology or anything. I'm not a trained therapist or anything like that. It was my kind of playful, lighthearted way of helping me define my identity. Who was I? Who was Case? Who am I? That episode was kind of a joke in the sense that at Starbucks, you can walk up to the barista, order your drink, and tell them any name you want, and they'll write it down. They're not going to second guess it. You say your name, they write it down. You could say, my name is King Case, or I could walk up and say, my name is Mashed Potatoes, and they would write that down, right? And that episode, again, this was 4 years ago when I did that episode was kind of just a funny way to get myself and anyone listening to think about who you are. to really think about who you are versus who you want to be and the space between those two things, to be able to define that, to be able to define the highest version of yourself, to define how you would describe that person, what they do, the promises they make to themselves that they keep. I called it your Starbucks name, that the difference between who you are and who you aspire to be, that space there, right? Your ability to define it. And I recall that episode so clearly, 108. I released it in May of 2019, rather, so 4 years ago. And I remember asking myself that question, Case, what is your Starbucks name? Who are you? Who are you? And ever since, I've found such immense clarity because of that question. Because first I answered that question. I said something to the extent of, my Starbucks name is Case. Case is a guy who is honest and loyal, who would rather hear no than wonder what if. He is confident in what he knows, but he's keenly aware of what he doesn't know. He knows what he stands for. He values consistency and reciprocity in his relationships, and he's grateful to be alive, right? That was more or less my answer. That was my Starbucks name, who I am. Again, the idea of your Starbucks name is who you are, you, outside of all the exterior pressure and noise, outside of what you're told you need to accomplish, outside of timelines and pressure and comparison and all of that noise, outside of that, who are you? What do you stand for? What are the promises you make to yourself and that you strive to keep? And ever since then, asking myself and answering that question, the biggest thing I've learned that has changed my life ever since then, my goal, my only goal in life, because everything good, rewarding, fulfilling comes from it, my only goal has been to create proof that I am that person. That is it. My goal in life is to create proof, a big old stack of proof that I am the person I say I am. I am the person I say I am. I am the person I say I am. And with that guiding me, I've come to realize that life gets better when you stop trying to control other people's behavior, their praise of you, their validation of you, their interest in you. And instead, you come back to you. You come back to yourself. You come back to your Starbucks name and what you can control. Life gets better when you realize that if you live by the cheers, you die by the booze. That is what I realized. And this idea of the Starbucks name, who you are, creating proof that you are who you say you are, it changed my life. Frankly, it changed everything. And that was my pivot point, in contrast to how I used to think about like improving your life, right? Self-improvement. I used to think that to get the life I wanted, or at least that I thought I wanted, that's a whole other conversation about why we think we want what we want. I thought I needed to tackle each little thing in life one by one, checklist, go on down the line. I needed the relationship, the job, the body, the money, and so on and so forth. And while, of course, that like practically is true, what really opened my eyes was no longer worrying, obsessing over each piece, each timeline, needing all of them together to be happy, married by this age, $100,000 by this age, having this type of body that I see on Instagram, so on and so forth. It wasn't that. It was clarifying the foundation of who the heck I was. That on an inner level, I could say, here is who I say I am, and here's the proof that I am that guy. I could look myself in the eye and say, I am that guy. I am that guy. I am him. No longer would I look myself in the mirror and say, nah, you're not that guy, pal. I'd say, yes, I am that guy because I do what I say I do. I am who I say I am. And that is what has transformed this idea of mindfulness, right? Mindfulness, what is that? That idea transformed mindfulness into something real and practical, right? I used to think it was something that was silly. It was too spiritual for me. It was for people who went on silent retreats and had healing crystals in their apartment and talked about things like energy and vibrations and frequencies. It changed it from something that I didn't understand to something so simple and so clear. It transformed it into honesty and proof. Here is who I say I am, and here's the proof. Here are the receipts. I have taken the time to figure out who the heck I am, what I represent, and here's the proof of that. Here's the proof that I actually live that. And because of that, because of this process, because of mindfulness, I became who I wanted to become. And of course, I'm still working on that, but I became who I wanted to become. Not by repeating mantras and looking in the mirror and telling myself that I'm worthy of certain things in life. It started with that, of course, honesty. I decided who I was, what I deserve, my Starbucks name. But ever since, it's been a competition with myself, a competition to create proof that I am who I say I am. And that idea of competition with myself, it forced me to level up from 1.0 to 2.0 to 3.0, wherever I am now on the grand scale of things. It forced me to become the kind of person who deserves the life that I say I want. I don't just say it, I prove it. It forced me to become my Starbucks name, because my North Star was no longer competing with other people, trying to control other people, keeping up with other people, keeping up with their expectations or pressure to be a certain way. It was just me. It is just me. Mindfulness became a way to turn off the noise of comparison and rushing and pressure and conformity and all these things, and it became a way to silence it.
Hey, real quick, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. And, you know, having moved to Miami about a year ago, I've become very aware that I have a social battery. Miami makes you realize this. There's always something to do, potential friends to make, and it's easy to spread yourself thin. So for me, I've been really striving for balance, a balance of socializing and then recharging and finding the right mix. And not just that, but figuring out how to recharge. For me, it changes. Sometimes I feel recharged around friends. Sometimes I definitely need to be alone. And thinking about this subject, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/newmindset today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/newmindset. Hey, real quick, this episode is sponsored by Hero Bread. And, you know, like you probably, I'm a big fan of bread. I love a good sandwich, a PB&J, some toast, but it usually feels guilty because of the carb fear. But I'm grateful for Hero Bread because they make my same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty calorie bread products into delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. And they've got all shapes and sizes, bread loaves, buns, tortillas. And they also have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like 2 gram net carb Hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb Hero cheddar biscuit. They were kind enough to send me some loaves and tortillas, and I can attest to them being the same soft, fluffy bread experience that I crave. I've been making some nice PB&Js, grilled cheese, even some enchiladas with the help of my girlfriend. So don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code NEWMINDSET at checkout. That's NEWMINDSET at HERO.CO. To silence it, to be still and present and compete with myself and only myself, to no longer live and die by the boos, the claps, anything. And as simple as that sounds, of course, this sounds very simple, but it really is crazy how much better life gets when you can learn to do this, when you can learn to shift your focus from competing with other people, chasing, accomplishing things for applause or praise or likes. Because I learned that when you're trying to grow for others or change for others or trying to be a certain way for others, trying to earn certain accomplishments so you're not falling behind, it'll never be enough. It's never big enough, fast enough, soon enough, smart enough, hot enough. It never will be. When your focus is keeping up, fitting in a box, or getting pressure off your back, your growth, your accomplishments, your sense of self will never be enough. There will always be something more, something bigger, something shinier around the corner. But when you simplify your life to come back to you, that is where the miracle happens. The miracle happens when you shift your mindset from them to you, from them to your Starbucks name. This is who I say I am. This is who I say I strive to be. And my goal is that. That alone. And everything I do from here is to create proof that I am that person. That is where the magic happens. The space between this is who I say I am and the proof of that fact. Because think about where your life's frustration comes from. It certainly comes from randomness and unfairness and just people who suck, right? Other people, the things that you can't control. But I'd venture to say for you, a lot of your life's discontent probably comes from you, from saying, oh, why did I do that again? Why did I put up with that again? Why did I believe that? Why did I allow that to continue, right? I'm sure it's true for you as much as it is for me.
saying, looking back and be like, oh man, I can't believe I did that again. Why did I chase that person even after I told myself I wouldn't? Why did I spend that money when I said I needed to save? Why did I sit on my ass instead of working out like I said I would? Why did I let that Instagram post trigger my insecurity? Why did I let my friend, my ex, my colleague, my parents make me doubt myself? A lot of our life's discontent comes from saying one thing, but doing another. Not because we're idiots or we're like trying actively to sabotage ourselves. It's because we're human. But if you can change your goal, literally change your focus from outer to inner, magic happens. That is from rushing to from keeping up with other people and supposed to be timelines and milestones to simply creating proof that you are who you say you are. That changes everything. And that really is, in effect, it's mindfulness. Truly, it's honesty and proof, honesty and proof. And I just want you to try this. It's a simple 1-2-step process. Step one, who are you? Who are you? What do you stand for? What won't you put up with? That is your Starbucks name, as I used to call it. What are those things? Literally write them down. It's not about what you've accomplished or the boxes you've checked or accolades or headlines or anything like that. This is about who you are, what you stand for. My name is Case Kenny and I write it down. Try it with your name. Write it down. My name is Case Kenny. I'm not afraid to have honest, difficult conversations. I'm always willing to try. I don't give up easily. I'm curious. I'm disciplined. I expect depth and honesty in relationships. So on and so forth. Really try to verbalize this. That is your Starbucks name. And now, amidst moving forward in your life, amidst all of the noise, the distractions, the supposed to be's in your life, prove it. Prove it. Create proof that you are that person. It changes everything. It changes everything. And I know that sounds a little cheesy and overly simplified, but it really does change how you see yourself, because that is how you build confidence. You prove to yourself that despite the ups and downs, the doubt, the insecurity that is natural and normal part of life, you are the person you say you are because you have proof of it. And in moments where you're unsure maybe of what to do, where you're tempted to go back to a version of yourself that you already outgrew, you simply turn to your Starbucks name and say, in this moment, with this decision that I'm about to make, with this temptation that's sitting right in front of me, how can I prove that I am who I say I am? That is it. That is the guiding question, the question that can change your life, the question that can guide you away from one-sided relationships, unfulfilling jobs, self-destructive behavior, from that to a peaceful and energizing identity, one where you know who the heck you are and you prove it. 1-2, it's that simple. It's one where you know who the heck you are and you prove it. You know who you are and you prove it. You don't let people drag you back. You don't let people rob you of your inner peace because you're focused on you. You tell yourself how you deserve to be treated and you prove it with the decisions you make. You're in the moment and you ask yourself, with this decision, with what I'm putting up with this person or this job, is this proof for or against my Starbucks name? For or against? And amidst that, you'll feel doubt for sure. Because it's not an easy thing to say, this is who I am, this is what I stand for, and to actually live it. Life will always be filled with easier decisions and pressure in comparison. You're going to feel uncertain. And what I've realized from this thing called mindfulness and embracing your Starbucks name with action is that your life's biggest, most powerful, positive, compassionate moments almost always come from moments of uncertainty. You are supposed to feel uncertain in life when you're on the path of creating proof that you are who you say you are. Embrace it. You are greater than your past, and feeling uncertain means you're about to prove it to yourself. You're about to prove it. So I say embrace the uncertainty. Create proof that you are who you say you are. It will feel uncertain because you're likely going to have to make some new decisions. And, you know, right? Because you've never been in that place before. You're going to have to say no where you used to say yes. You're going to choose yourself when you used to choose them. You're going to slow down when you used to rush. But that is great. That means you're creating proof. You are who you say you are. So that's it. I just want to leave you with this idea. Who are you? What is your Starbucks name? And then prove it. That's it. Your confidence, your sense of self, the relationships and the type of people you attract in your life, they are a result of either creating proof for or against that name, that identity. When you chase someone else, when you put up with mixed signals, when you rush, when you ignore what you learned in your past, you're creating proof against. But the moments you say, I have to create proof for, that is when the magic happens. because that is you silencing the noise and you're coming back to you. You're coming back to you. And that's when you start to find clarity in the form of, I have to do this because it's who I say I am. I am that person. So that's it, Eleanor, right there. I just want to thank you so much for listening. 500 episodes with you rocking with me. It means the world. Of course, you have enabled me to change immensely as a person, to quit my job in my career, to share my feelings for a living, to do music and mindfulness, to write and create products and to travel. And it literally is because of you. So a genuine, a heartfelt thank you. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for listening and buying my books and rating and reviewing and doing all the things, big or small. It means the world to me. So thank you. But that is it. Until next episode, we're in the 500s now. Until next episode, I'm out.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.